טוב, פייג' 196, סם בריטי שלום. מי זה? על עניין, we're talking about the person's personal work that he has to go and daven, to daven. The work is to daven. I read about Rav Shmuel Shapira yesterday, in an interview that he was done with him many years ago. And he said, the main thing is to take what you're learning to avoid, to work. What does that mean, to work? An office? Yeah, we have a good office. The field, the best office in the world. Take it to work. To take what we're learning to work. Okay? What chashu? Shamati chidush yafe al mash katuv. I heard a nice chidush of ours says, but what it says, na'aseh adam. שהקדוש ברוך הוא מרמז שהוא אמנם ברא את האדם, בשביל לעשות מהאדם אדם באמת, צריך גם את העבודה של האדם עצמו. It says, Hashem created a man, he said, נעשה אדם, let us do a man, together, let's do a man, together, yeah? It's written over there that he said to the malachim, let us together, even though I'm the one creating, let us together do an adam, right? But the nice word, that Hashem, of course, created man. We have to make out of the mankind a human being. Yeah? To make him human. There's a lot of mankind which are acting like animals. A lot of times we act like animals. So that's na'aseh. Na'aseh together. Together, na'aseh adam. Together with the man himself. The man himself has to join Hashem in creating, in becoming a human being. How do you do it? Okay? Through what to do? Through tefillah. Through tefillah. But the hour he built it, it says, Yesh kone olamo b'sha'a achat. It says, there's some people if they could acquire the whole world, this will end the next world, in 1 hour. What's the 1 hour? The Chacham promised, someone does 1 hour he builds it every day, he won't see Gehenna. And it goes straight into Gan Eden. And that's the world that he acquired with 1 hour he builds it every day. Every day. Like Rabbi Yitzchak Bendel used to say, every hour he voted, you did an hour today, they just switch the page over. They don't even check you. You did an hour, they switch the page over. So who's a fool not to do an hour he voted? You want to be judged in the next world for every stupidity you've done in this world? You don't want to. In Shamayim, there's no games. They exactly what we've done, thought, speech, action, exactly what we've done. But if someone has his voted, he tries to fix himself. In Shamayim, they don't come to Ibrahim. It is good. Next day. אין לך אדם שאין לו שעה. There's no man that doesn't have a שעה, time. So Chazal said it. אדם שאין לו שעה התבודדות, הוא לא בן אדם. אין לך אדם שאין לו שעה. He doesn't do a שעה, he's not an אדם. He doesn't do an hour, he's not considered human. כי להיות בן אדם, what does it mean to be human? זה להגיד תודה למי שנותן לך. An animal doesn't say thank you. An animal just lives its life. Yeah? He eats, yeah? The owner gives him food, he doesn't say thank you afterwards. Yeah? But human beings, we say thank you to each other. But the rabbi, it's not an American thing. It's a Jewish thing.
Isn't it a big tool? That every man has an hour to be great.
That's Chazal, say, in a Chazal Shem Shah.
Yeah. So you too. How does the man become the
Rish Shah? To be a Ben Adam, to be human, is to say, I'm sorry to someone you hurt. If someone did not bear you, he's hurting Hashem. He's hurting himself, he's hurting Hashem. So you say thank you, say thank you, you say I'm sorry. Right? Zama, Budut. Etzala Etzot. Now the advice to all advice. V'hineh l'chora kol ha'etzot v'hineh l'gdushat ha'inam v'gdushat ha'brit n'arim k'tochnit avodah dey pshuta. It seems that all the advice for g'dushat ha'inam, g'dushat ha'brit, the holy right, it looks very simple. Let's take for example Rabbeinu's words about the seven candles, the two eyes, two ears, the two nostrils and the mouth, the seven candles. Candles? Yeah. Candles. And the candelabra. Yeah, Rabbeinu says, It's very simple. Through that you make it all holy, you know, you guard your eyes, your nose, your shamayim, your ears, you listen to the tzaddikim, your mouth. Very perfect. You merit to get through this great shefa from Hashem, and itlavud, get excited to Hashem, and ta'at alev, purity of the heart, beautiful. So simple, right? But everyone knows that that's so simple. How do you reach it? How do you get this purity? How do you do it? אם אדם מנסה לעבוד ולו רק על איבר אחד מהאיברים הנ"ל, יראה שזה קשה יותר מקריאת ים סוף. The person just tries to work just about one eye, one ear, right? Two ears, לא משנה, just to try working on them to make them pure. You'll see that it's harder than splitting the sea. It's very difficult. אדם שמתחיל לעבוד על שמירת העיניים, when a person starts davening regarding the eyes, starts working on it, see exactly where he is, הוא רואה איפה הוא מונח וכמה הוא רחוק מזה. He sees exactly where he is and how far he is from it. לכאורה אין לו שום דרך להגיע לזה. It seems like there's no way to reach there. התוכנית מובנת בפשוטה. I understand the plan. אבל איך וכיצד מתחילים להוציא את התוכנית הכוח אל הפועל? It's all on paper. How do you get into action? It's a beautiful plan. How do you do it? זה כבר קשה. It's very difficult. וזה נכון בכל ענייני מוסר ודעת. All the things are מוסר. Right? And things in the head. You can't dodge. It's difficult. There's all kinds of plans. Do this, do that. But what am I supposed to do? Where I start? Look where I am. Every Mishnah in Pirkei Avot is a plan how to get close to Hashem. Every Halacha Shulchan Aruch is a plan how to get close to Hashem. But how do you merit to fulfill the Mishnah, to fulfill the Torah, to fulfill what you're learning? Tama Dugmot. For example, Im Adam Mekayemet HaMishnah Avot Perek Bet. If a person will just fulfill Mishnah and Avot, one Mishnah and Avot, Perek Bet, it says, Yistakev b'shlusha dvarim v'yata b'yadei Avraham. Look at these three things and you won't come to sin. You should know who's above from you, right? Who's above from you? There's an eye that's looking at you, there's an ear that's listening to you, and all your actions are written in the book, and you're writing your own book. If you do this, you'll merit to reach level of Ruach HaKodesh. If a person just fulfills the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, he'll be a complete tzaddik. What's the first halacha? Shiviti Hashem Litamid. Put Hashem always in front of your eyes. Every halacha. It's all beautiful, but how do you do? Everyone, that's what's so special about Rabbeinu's Torah. I don't know. I know where I grew up. They taught us beautifully all these things that Rav Aruch says. But no one teaches you how to get there. You need to do this. I want to do it. How do I do it? Give me the path. No one gives you the path. How do you do it? Hamala gdola. So what's, how do you do it? Ha'etzot yafot. The advice are beautiful. Ha'shela hi ech mitgabrim matzlichim mekayem et ha'etzot. The question is, how do you overcome your body and you are able to fulfill this, advice? Ha'zeh emar, but this it says, nafal pita bebira. The bread fell into the pit. You're hungry, good, the bed pan, you have nothing to do. Can't, oh, it's a phrase from the Gemara. לכן, צריכים עצה על העצה. Therefore, we need advice on the advice. ובאמת, זה דרכה של תורה. That's the way the Torah to give advice on advice. On advice. And the advice, to fulfill all the advice, is התבודדות. כי כל עצה ועצה היא בחינה ודעת היום. Every advice the Torah will give you, it's aspect of, okay, I know now this is what I'm supposed to do. Yediyat teoretit. It's a theory. Shata yodea, ma tzrich lasot. You know what you need to do. Aval tzrichim lekayem et hamshech ha-pasuk v'ashivot ha-levavecha. We have to continue. What does it say in the second part of the pasuk? V'ashivot ha, bring it to your heart. Ki ma yediya lo tiyeh balev, if the knowledge won't be in the heart, lo tuchal lishtamesh ba lehotzi otah min hakoch el hapoal. You won't be able to fulfill it from potential to action. ולהחדיר ללב ולהפנים את העצות, and to put it inserted into the heart and to internalize the advice is only through tefillah to fulfill the advice. You have to dive and ask Hashem, I can't, Hashem. You told me beautiful advice. Help me to fulfill it. Make me fulfill it. ולכן העצה היסודית שביות ביותר, שבה תלוי כל קיום העצות, היא התפילה וההתבודדות. Therefore, the basic advice, most fundamental advice, that all advice in the Torah is based on is the tefillah and ibodudut. וישנה שיחה מרבינו הקדוש שאמר, וזה שיחה רבינו מסעד, שהתבודדות היא מעלה עיונה גדולה מן הכל. It's greater than everything. I gave it to a shiur about this while ago here. It's a lot of לכאורה זה לשון חריפה לומר התבודדות מעלה מעל הכל. Right? If you look at it, התבודדות more than everything? What about Shabbos? Tefillin? Kashrus? טהרת המשפחה? Everything. What do you mean? More than that? Impossible. How can Rabbeinu say such a thing? More than Torah? More than Tzedakah? You know what Tzedakah is? What Torah is? How can Rabbeinu say such a thing? Me'al HaKol? Have to explain. But it's very simple. It's obvious to answer. Without Yibodud, you can't do anything. Even if you're doing it physically, you're not getting it. Okay? אין דבר חזק כמו ההתבודדות להביא את האדם לקיים מה שלומד. There's nothing stronger than התבודדות to bring a person to fulfill what he's doing, to what he learns. שעל ידי שהאדם מתבודד ומיישב דעתו. So there's a the person and he's doing התבודדות. And he has ישבדת. And he asks from Hashem, he merits to enter into his דעת. דעת נכונה, true דעת, דעת אמיתית. Deep into the heart, deep into his brain, into the heart. כמובן, שגם על ידי לימוד לבד, משהו נכנס בו. Of course, even if a person doesn't do Yibodud, he just listens a lot to classes and stuff. Of course, he's going to change, and stuff will go into him. Right, he learns about Emuna, so right now he has Emuna, he learns about Yira Shamayim, he has Yira Shamayim. Right? But, again, even some things he can start doing fulfilling. אבל יש דברים שקשה ובלתי אפשרי לקיימם, והם בעיקר הדברים היסודיים ביהדות. There's some things that is very, very difficult to fulfill without tefillah, which are things that have to do with the heart. Anything to do with technical things, אין בעיה, you can fulfill. But to get your heart to work, it's only through tefillah. לא המדרש עיקר על המעשה. That works only if a person asks from Hashem in his own language. Please Hashem, help me. I learned that you told me that I need to nullify the taiva completely. It's very difficult for me. Please internalize into me. Let me do it. Help me. I want to marry to live like the way that the whole Torah is teaching us. When a person does bodhi like this, there's nothing higher than this. And this that brings a person to the highest place in the world. Go ahead.